Now, I've just come down by a wonderful, is it a canal or something like that?
It originally was a quay.
There's lots of water in Hull. I had no idea how big the Humber is. It's a gigantic river, isn't it?
It is a huge river, and it's a fascinating river as well because it's constantly changing, so it's a very dynamic river and a very dynamic estuary.
Well, I'm most impressed by the town. I've seen it for about half an hour, I'm afraid, but there's a pub opposite. And you're having a session here for the British Science Festival tonight, talking about mishaps. How come?
Well, we're talking about mishaps tonight because in the scientific community, we tend to celebrate our successes, but we often overlook the fact that these successes have only been achieved through failures along the way. So tonight, we're going to flip the tradition on its head and talk about some of the lesser celebrated occasions that have led us toward our successes.
Any personal involvement in that? Have you had some failures?
Oh, most certainly, yes. So tonight I'm going to give some examples in relation to a project I run at the university where we challenge our students to design and build a single-seat race car. So the essence of this project is to build a competitive race car, but it is a student project and it's purely extracurricular and it is a learning environment. So naturally, we do make plenty of mistakes along the way.
Have there been any spectacular ones?
There have been some pretty spectacular ones, yes. Not from ourselves, but we've had plenty of other universities that have ended in flames and catastrophic failures. Most importantly, it's worth mentioning that no students have ever been harmed throughout the making of this project, but lots of lessons have been learned along the way.
Are students kind of sanguine about taking something? I wouldn't dare do it, frankly. A single-seat racing car going at very high speeds?
Indeed, the speeds are quite high, but the nature of the competition puts the focus on the acceleration and the handling, mainly to try and ensure the safety of the students themselves. But we find that most of our students tend to revel in these challenges and actually enjoy the magnitude and the scale of the challenges that they face.
What other examples are you giving?
As well as the engineering examples of failures and lessons learned along the way, I'm going to also talk a little bit about some of the project management and softer skill experiences that have been learned from the students, such as failures in project management, misguided perceptions, for example, is another one I'm going to cover tonight as well.
It's quite interesting, you know, I've come across several times students at undergraduate level doing hands-on, fairly ambitious experiments. For instance, the University of Sydney, I remember at least a couple of them were designing a satellite and the rocket to send it up and going to America for a competition. Now, doing that seems to me to be a very, very good idea at the undergraduate level.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm a big believer that it's very important to learn through these practical experiences. One of the purposes of this project, for example, is to try and allow the students to appreciate the significance of a lot of the practical challenges and to be able to connect their theoretical learning with the practical application of that knowledge that they're acquiring at university. The knowledge is of no use if they don't have an understanding of how to apply that theory and apply that knowledge.
And when they graduate from the University of Hull, can they go into industry locally?
Oh yes, certainly, locally and internationally. All the skills that we learn at university and almost any scientific principle are perfectly transferable. The language is universal of science.
Yes, but I mean, are the industries still thriving? Because at one stage, not terribly far away from here, Sheffield was almost at a standstill and many of the docks further north.
Yes, well, one of the things that keeps myself and our students engaged in engineering is that it is a constantly changing discipline. So the engineering discipline itself is constantly evolving to meet the demands of society, and as a result there's always a need for new engineers and new skills.
Thanks a lot.
No problem, thank you.
Brian Houston is a lecturer in mechanical engineering at the University of Hull.